The Bengals Beat podcast is proudly sponsored by 50 West Brewing Company. Now is the time to head out to the production works. It's where we've held our live BBPs. It's home to the incomparable madness that is the 50 West Punch-Out. The place is buzzing every night with sand volleyball leagues, canoeing, kayaking, cycling, trivia, running groups. It's all based out of the Pro Works down on Wooster Pike. You may even spot Optimistic Bobby preaching the Laser Cats gospel. Hope to see you soon at 50 West, where every beer is a journey. Come join for the ride. Welcome into the BBP. This is the Cincinnati Inquirer's Bengals Beat Podcast, sponsored by 50 West Brewing Company. Every week, your Cincinnati.com beat writers, Paul Inner Jr. and
Fletcher Page,
take you inside the walls of Paul Brown Stadium. We're plugged into the club from the front office to the field. Win or lose, hiring or firing, we're always here to keep you in the loop. Let's go. All right, welcome into the latest edition. Well, the exhausted, like the Bengals in their last drive, exhausted, fatigued, busted up a little bit.
We were the last ones out of the press box.
And lucky to leave.
Felt lucky to leave.
Felt lucky to leave because there were a few questionable moments of getting actually through the exit doors, finding the right elevators, but we did. We're walking back to the hotel now.
I got a bunch of stats, but it's dark, so I can't really read them.
You're just going to have to go off the top here. This is going to go from feel, all right? So we kind of said this in the post-game video. There's so much crap to unpack here that I don't really, like, hardly know where to start outside of at the end. And I don't know. Tell me if you're wrong, if you think I'm wrong, because you're kind of... When it's fresh and new for you, like it has been just only your second game, I feel like you get a feel for, like, maybe a feel for, like, if something felt, maybe it was something you didn't expect to see. That last drive and finishing that win like that with everybody busted up everywhere, motions and all the stuff that was going on, it just felt, it felt like a big deal. And it felt like a real foundation. And something that, like, something that can be something special in the long run. I hate to use that word so early, but it's not like I'm making it. This is what players were saying. That you don't ever really hear players say this was different, this was a big deal, it was just another week, just another game. Not today. Everybody recognized this was different.
Like, we were both all over the score. I think you picked 38, 34.
Yeah, everybody was in the 30s.
Yeah, I picked 38, 31, but I think we both said something to the effect of, we just can't pick the Bengals in a game like that, because we didn't think, if it came down to the last possession, last drive, or fourth quarter, we just weren't confident enough to pick them to win. And they proved us wrong. And I think there is a lot to this. I think it is a big moment, because they did win this game, and they did it in such a good team fashion.
Yeah. I mean, they had so many guys. John Ross couldn't finish, try to play through it. Gio Bernard couldn't finish. Tyler Eifert obviously couldn't finish. It's just heart-wrenching stuff there. And everybody was 16 plays. Uh-oh, I hope this isn't for us.
I can't go back.
I can't. 16 plays, 75 yards, 4 minutes, and it ends with 7 seconds or 12 seconds left, essentially. You know... That is, people were dead tired out there and still found a way to win at the end. I just, it was brought up afterwards, like, okay, Andy Dalton needs to be in a conversation. He's on pace for, I know we hate pace, 44 touchdowns and 4,800 yards.
Right.
That would be a pretty good season. Like, that would be a good season, I think.
Yeah, so, I heard A.J. Green use the term MVP.
He did.
And he also said that that was a Hall of Fame play. We got MVP and Hall of Fame style.
Lots of people were feeling themselves after this one. A.J. was feeling pretty good, dropping the This Is My City celebration at the end. And we all knew it was going there. I mean, you know it's going there. But here's the thing. Their offense, for now, and kudos to Bill Lazor and what he's been able to create with that group needs to carry this defense until this defense figures out what the hell's going on. Because they look lost.
Yeah.
They're leaving Julio Jones uncovered in the slot. The third and 13 check down to Austin Hooper ends up being a first down. Another third and guy, Hardy Nickerson on Jones. Like, there's just the stuff that's going on defensively is... It seems to be a lot of players not knowing what to do, because and they get Vontaze Burfict back, and I think there's a hope that that will come help, you know, with things, because obviously their linebacker room is a little rough, but the offense can carry them for a while. That, you know, then you're on to something. If you can get that defense fixed,
right,
I think we know that this team really could be on to something.
And you made the comment to me after the game, there's not going to be another offense, that many offenses like Atlanta, that can stay in a game like this. Now, unfortunately for the Bengals, they've got the Steelers and Kansas City coming up, who are two teams that probably could win games like this. But they're doing this, too, without Joe Mixon.
Right.
He looked like one of the more dynamic players today on the sidelines jumping around.
Joe Mixon looks healthy.
He does,
Judging by his celebrations.
I think he's going to be playing
very
soon.
He was damn near playing today.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they were out of running backs. I was halfway waiting to see if Mixon was going to try to suit up and see if he could sneak through that, sneak into like Gio's jersey or something when they went down. Now, Alex Erickson, we found out the contingency plan at running back, which is Alex Erickson.
And he gained 8 yards.
He says he's not going to get switched over to the running back / wide receiver just yet. I think this is a big deal.
Yeah.
3-1, you know, kind of stealing one that you didn't. I mean, this is the first one that I didn't have for them. You know, you start. This is the fourth time since 2009 they've started 3-1. All of those were double-digit win seasons. Two of those were North titles. Starting fast like this over the first full quarter, and three of those four games on the road. It's not nothing anymore. I think you could have said after Colts or even Baltimore, like, you know, it can be a flash. This season can still. I think you can really start to see this team being for real and being a contender now.
Yeah, and I think what you said about it's not good right now with the defense, but it is encouraging that the problem is they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's more encouraging than they're not talented.
Yeah.
So that's fixable. And it's still early.
You know, they do have pass rushers. I mean, Carl Lawson got home a couple of times tonight. He's really flabbergasted by the whole roughing the passer.
He does
rule.
Not like losing stats.
No, he wants respect and stats.
Those
That's
numbers.
What Carl Lawson wants. So, you know, you talk about, you know, in what the hell's happening in coverage, I don't know. They've got a mountain to climb there on that side of the ball, but, you know, they've got enough offense to keep up. It'll be very, if they can beat a Miami team that they'll be favored to beat at home, who got trounced by New England today, you're sitting at 4-1 with Pittsburgh coming to your house for a big boy game. And then you really learn.
Right.
I mean, we learned a lot today, but then I think you really learn the next level of, you know, overcoming the big bad bully. And we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. That's what we do.
I don't know that this team is at home in terms of being for real, but I think they've rounded at least second or third.
Yeah, I think this was second today. I just, you know, there's something to – I kind of joked about this early in the season was now the last few times I've watched this team play, the team that never makes the play at the end has now – going back to Tyler Boyd on 4th-and-12 in Baltimore finale last year, to Clayton Fedulum and Hardy Nickerson forcing the fumble, to Sean Williams stripping Joe Flacco against Baltimore, to A.J. Green from Andy Dalton here, and two fourth down conversions on that last. And even going back to the defense for all their ineptitude, forcing a field goal right before that to keep them in it, they now are a team that makes the plays.
Yeah,
I think that is the difference in the NFL when every game is decided by a series.
So much happened in that fourth quarter that kind of buried one of the bigger plays was the defense led by Geno.
Yeah.
So forcing Atlanta to settle for a field goal after the blocked punt. They had a short field.
Yeah.
Everything was weird because of the Eifert injury. I think the Bengals were in a little bit of shock there.
No doubt.
They were stunned because Dalton got sacked, then the block punt. Their defense is on the field with a short, you know, what was it, 29 yards away, I guess.
Yeah.
And they stopped them. And so I thought that was huge because if Atlanta scores a touchdown there, they've got the lead. I don't know.
And they hadn't stopped them all day. Atlanta, right. Atlanta had 9 offensive drives and 7 of them for scores.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, so it's like at a certain point, I will say this. Geno is playing his butt off.
Yes.
Geno has just been a one-man wrecking crew all season and was that again today. It's not like there aren't players. So I'm not going to totally – I don't think this is the point where you're giving up hope. I just think that – stealing wins when you have these major issues you're working through mm-hmm. is so massive in the big picture when you're looking at what's the difference between the playoffs or winning a division 10-6, 11-5, 9-7, whatever. I mean, that drive can be the difference. I see the Waffle House and I'm getting excited. The Waffle House is right next to our hotel. And when I see a Waffle House, I just start thinking about those hash browns and the sausage and cheese biscuits and the waffles.
Of course, the waffles.
All the things that we may end up. We may end up
we
there.
May end up that may, we'll that see, may how, be, the, we'll see would, how this night
No
takes
trip to the
takes.
South would be complete without a Waffle House stop, I feel like. A Waffle House stop. I think that's what we should do.
All right, well, I'm gonna have to get ready for Waffle House. It takes some preparation, so we'll see what our first stop is.
Yes,
Waffle House might be our third or fourth stop.
We'll have much more on Tyler Eifert fallout. All I can say is, like, you know, we try to keep ourselves separate as journalists of like getting involved in all of that stuff, but like this the locker room, you know, Giovanni Bernard was emotional. We saw a number of guys very emotional about his injury because he's worked so hard to get back and fight the perception of being an injury guy and all of that stuff, and to have a freak catastrophic injury like that happen, it's just brutal. And you know, you just it was just stomach churning to watch and see. So, you know, best of luck to him and his recoveries. You know, you have a whole story on it, so if you want to read more about it, Fletcher has that up on Cincinnati.com. So check that out.
It's so cool because, you know, I think the back has been sort of the lingering thing. And he's had a lot – I mean, he's had an elbow and the ankle and the everything.
You know how hard it is to get healthy from back surgeries?
Right, yeah. Even if you weren't playing football, if you were just a normal. So – but then to have just a play like that happen so fast and it's just over, it's just devastating.
Yeah, it's tough to watch and see and
don't watch the replay.
Don't watch the replay. Absolutely not. All right. Well,
we've been approached.
We're being approached by a random.
Take the name tag off.
We don't know who that person is.
She was trying to help us.
Welcome to Atlanta, Jermaine Dupri would say, I believe.
Some Southern hospitality. Yeah. She was trying to get us right.
I think we should end this.
Probably.
All right. Well, anyway, make sure you check everything out tomorrow. Cincinnati.com and pick up your Inquirer Bengals app and all that good stuff. And we'll be back in the city wrapping this up. And so, anyway, thanks everybody for listening. We'll talk to you later.